The impeachment standoff continues between Democrats in Congress and President Trump and his Republican allies. Yesterday, the White House said it will not comply with requests for documents and witnesses regarding that July 25th phone call between Trump and the president of Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if the White House tries to hide the truth, it will be seen as evidence of obstruction of justice. Republican Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee joins us now. He's on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, one of the committees with jurisdiction in this inquiry. Congressman, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Sure. And do you agree with the White House decision to ignore the House impeachment inquiry?
Yeah, I do. And if I could take a second and explain why. You know, every time this has ever been done in the past, it was initiated with the vote of the people by their representatives.
A full vote in the House, you mean?
Well, yeah, the full vote of the House. I mean, you can't initiate an impeachment of the president of the United States without a vote from the people. I mean, there's 800,000 people in my district in Tennessee, roughly, and they want a voice. And right now they don't. The Speaker of the House has commandeered the entire House of Representatives. It's insane to even think of it. I can't believe it's happening.
Okay, so let's say that Speaker Pelosi changed her mind and she did allow a full vote of the House and the House approved that the inquiry could move forward. Then what? Then do you agree with the decision?
Well, if there is a vote and if the process allows the president, you know, because right now the process, you know, he doesn't have a right to see all the evidence. He doesn't have a right to present evidence. He can't call witnesses.
Well, but, I spoke to a scholar, a legal scholar, about that this morning, that very thing this morning. And she says that this is a political process. This is not a criminal trial. The same rules don't apply. It's up to the House to decide how to do it.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, why would we ever extend due process to everybody else in America but the president of the United States? It is political. You're absolutely right.
If the president had nothing to hide, and he said that his call with the Ukrainian president was perfect, why not let the sun shine in? Why not let the American people see the documents and hear from witnesses?
He released the transcript, the next day? Let's make it a fair process, and I'm sure he'll come over. But right now, it makes no sense. It's a charade.
Well, the country has been here before. I want to play some sound from Senator Lindsey Graham, then a congressman, speaking on the House floor in 1998. He's calling for the impeachment of President Clinton and comparing Clinton's behavior to President Richard Nixon's.
The day Richard Nixon failed to answer that subpoena is the day that he was subject to impeachment because he took the power from Congress over the impeachment process away from Congress, and he became the judge and jury.
Congressman Green, do you agree with what your colleague said there, that failing to comply with a subpoena makes the president subject to impeachment?
No, I don't agree with that. And this is a president asking another president to investigate potential corruption. I'm completely okay with the president of the United States saying, hey, you know, everywhere Joe Biden went, his son got millions of dollars. Yeah, would you please look into this? I'm very glad he asked.
But it's not just Lindsey Graham talking about President Clinton. It's former Congressman Trey Gowdy, who's now reportedly joining the Trump legal team. He's on record loudly decrying the Obama administration for not turning over documents during the Benghazi investigation. So, I mean, I think for some people, it doesn't seem like there's much of a difference between these situations other than what party's in power.
Well, to my knowledge, the president has a transcript that was turned over almost immediately, and the whistleblower complaint, he immediately said, let's release that. There, obviously, whenever a president of the United States talks to another president, there's some stuff that's classified in there, particularly when it's the Ukraine and you got Russian separatists invading their country. But he gave lethal aid to these guys. They're obviously talking about stuff that's potentially classified.
On a different topic, I'm sure you saw the news today that Turkish forces started their incursion into Syria after President Trump said he would draw down the U.S. presence there. I know you're a U.S. Army combat veteran in Iraq and Afghanistan. What do you think? Did the president make a mistake?
He made a huge mistake. I think the Kurds are a huge ally. Many of them are in my district here in Tennessee. We've got Nashville has the largest Kurdish population in the country. They're great people. They have fought and bled with us. And, pulling out of Syria is a bad idea.
Congressman, do you think the president runs a risk making so many of his Republican allies so incensed over this issue in Syria at the time when he needs their support during the impeachment process?
You know, I don't think, you know, Trump is not this guy who plays games like that. I mean, he does what he thinks is right every day, all day. So I don't think it's part of his calculations. You know, he made a campaign promise to get us out of Syria, and he feels like he's fulfilling it. I think it's the wrong decision. But from my perspective, Reagan had an old philosophy that if you're with me 80% of the time, you're with me. So, I am disappointed in the decision on this one, but I still fully support the president.
That's a Republican Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee. Congressman, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Have a good day.